The secret word tonight is stay young and fair and save your hair. And it's a few minutes after 7 o'clock here at the National Broadcasting Company, 4001 Nebraska Avenue in Washington.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm so proud to be here. Good evening, Mr. Scott, Mr. Walker.
How do you do, sir? I'm in charge of studio hygiene here at NBC, a new job.
Wait a minute. Studio hygiene at NBC?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I have never heard of that department. You don't have a phone listing or anything in the...
Ooh, we just created it. It's our belief that our studio should be hygienically clean so that the announcers will not be subjected to viruses and miss days on the air.
In other words, you're supposed to keep the studios perfectly clean?
That is exactly why I am here.
Well, I think our boys at night do a beautiful job. The studios are always nice and clean when we come here in the morning.
Well, first of all, there's one thing that I noticed right away.
What's that?
That big glass window. Let me just take that
out.
Why have a big glass window in this little tiny room? That's silly.
Now, wait a minute. That's the control room window. That's the only thing that separates us from the engineers.
Yes, and that keeps you from having proper ventilation. Now, look at these old curtains on the wall. Let me just rip these off.
Now, wait a minute. Those curtains were just put up last year. They're brand new. They cost $50 for each. Oh, but you're ripping the curtains.
Dust collectors. That's what they are. Dust collectors.
Well, now, that's kind of embarrassing to us here.
Now, let me ask you a question.
We're exposed to the whole Studio One over there.
Do you all use this table?
Or this table here?
Do you all put your same old dirty elbows on this table?
Yeah, this is our table.
These same old chairs.
Yeah.
Disgraceful. Let me get
this. Wait.
Hold it. Get these things out here.
This is a little bit ridiculous. Leave the chairs and tables alone in the studio. They're all right the way they are. Now, wait a minute.
What?
Why are you... Look, I have no seat. I'm standing up here about a foot away from the microphone. Eddie, he took your seat.
I know.
This is ridiculous.
Now then, if you'll just follow me, gentlemen, I'll show you where we're going to broadcast.
What do you mean, follow you?
Come right with me. Open this door right over here. Now, right outside.
Well, we're in the parking lot of NBC in the back of the building.
Breathe in that fresh air.
Ah, well,
your show may not be good, but at least it'll be clean,
for heaven's sake.
The joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, sir, it's time for the Joy Boys. Yeah. Oh, it's nice to be outside, isn't it?
At least we're getting fresh air.
Yeah.
I don't quite understand why they had to take us out of our studio and wreck all of our beautiful turntables and chairs and equipment.
That's a mosquito.
We're getting ourselves all bit to pieces here.
Now, this is the Joy Boy Show for Friday evening, and it's nice outside. This is Ed Walker here.
This is Willard Scott over here.
I'm getting cold.
That's Arthur Page, our engineer.
Oh, that was back inside, too.
That's Arthur Simic, our other engineer.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Age of the Arthurs. And that's Don McDowell, the Vermont Green Blade over
here. Yes, sir. That's right, sir.
He just came in off dinner hour. He's got mustard smeared all over his Lord Fauntleroy jacket. His mother is very picky about the way he dresses.
Well, we got a big cricket over here, a frog or something. I think he's looking for summer announcers.
He's the construction expert at Broadcast House, and he's trying to learn some tricks over here.
Would you like to mention what's going to be on our show tonight?
Uh-oh. I think when you roll back there, you squash something.
I got him.
Well, that's one way to get rid of the competition.
Tell them what's on the show tonight, will you?
Yes. Coming up on our program tonight, we have a very exciting program. We're going to expose management here at NBC.
Hey, how about
so? Everybody stay tuned. Actually, Captain Daybreak will be along with the adventures of the great old American saga.
Saga?
You haven't seen our paycheck this week,
I
have
see,
you?
Yes.
Also, we're going to interview a sleepologist.
Uh-huh.
Aren't you going to ask me what he is?
What is he?
He's a man who... I don't know.
He helps you sleep, I guess. That's what it is.
We'll find out. Also, Mr.
Fix It.
Fix It is going to fix it.
That's it. He
so, we have an award, I think, Edward.
Oh, do we?
Yes, sir.
Oh, what is it?
The National Association of Mattress Manufacturers have just voted this the biggest SAG in radio.
Oh, my God.
We call pulling him out of the fire.
Oh, man.
have it. That's music by Tommy Dorsey in the orchestra. We don't have a very big crowd here in the studio. Everybody took Friday night off, I guess. But, you know, we are very particular about the way we do our commercials on this program. We pre-record some of them just to make sure they're all right. I believe the engineer in the control room is trying to tell me something. Go right ahead, sir.
Okay. Let's hear the first phrase before we record.
The voice is America.
Good. Now the second part. Hey, and send some of that Canada Dry in here.
The voice is America. The choice is Canada Dry.
Yes, everywhere folks are enjoying Canada Dry sparkling grapefruit. It's got a bubbly, bright, tangy taste that's pure pleasure all the way down. So try it yourself and see. Canada Dry Sparkling Grapefruit Drink. Pick up handy cartons, carry-home cartons of the new drink that refreshes you as no other drink can.
Now this time, make it happier. You know, like Canada Dry taste.
The voice is America. The choice is Canada Dry. Coast to coast, America's first family of beverages.
Captain Daybreak!
Circle Team, the greatest name in pizza-flavored orange drink, brings you another exciting episode of Captain Daybreak. Now, for tonight's exciting episode. Greetings, boys and girls. This is Chapter 13, Story X-432. Captain Daybreak and the Hunger Pain. As our story opens, Captain Daybreak, Chuck, Choice, Ichabod, Pepe Lamoco, and Eddie Leonard, and the 4th Brigade from Fort Meade are all inside their efficiency apartment. As we hear Captain Daybreak say,
I'm sorry, gang, but there doesn't seem to be a thing to eat in the house. We'll have to think of something. I know we're all starving to death here.
Golly bumps, Captain Daybreak. Nothing to eat in the whole house?
That's what he said, Chuck. Nothing to eat in the whole house.
Oh, ask you, Joyce. I'm talking to Captain Daybreak.
That's perfectly all right, Chuck. If Joyce wants to agree with me, that's perfectly all right.
When you say the phrase, Captain Daybreak, you mean there's nothing at all to eat in the whole house?
I'm afraid not, Ichabod. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll call up this Chinese restaurant down at the corner and order some food. Now, you think...
Golly bumps, Captain Daybreak. That's a Peachy Keen idea.
All right, now, you think of what you want. I'll just dial the number here.
Well, I haven't had some Chinese food since last night. What do you think about that, Joey?
What was it?
I think that's great.
What was it you... Oh, hello? Yes, this is Captain Daybreak. We'd like to have an order delivered.
I'd like 2 egg rolls and some wonton soup, Captain Daybreak.
We would like to have 1 egg roll and 2 bowls of wonton soup.
I want 2 bowls of wonton soup and 1 egg roll, Captain Daybreak.
Oh, all right. Now, Ichabod, what did you want?
I'd like some chicken chow mein with almonds and a couple of almond cookies and an order of wild rice.
All right. That's some almond chow mein with chickens, some wild rice cookies. Is that right,
Ichabod? No, I want some chicken chow mein with almonds, some wild rice, and some
chicken chow mein.
I'd like to have some sweet and sour pork.
Nobody asked you yet, Joyce. Just wait till Captain Daybreak gets my order.
Hello, are you there?
2 wonton soups and 1 egg roll.
2 egg rolls and 1...
Daybreak.
This is very...
The cheapest thing they can get.
I'm sorry, sir.
Get a big bay leaf in the wonton soup.
Chuck, would you... forget the order, would you, sir?
I just wonder, a little bit of chicken chow mein and some noodles.
Never mind, Ichabod, I have a better idea. Let me call this other number here. Take care of this. Let me do it my way.
Golly bumps, I simply confused that poor Chinese gentleman at the restaurant.
Just be quiet, Chuck. Hello? Little tavern shops, we'd like to buy them by the bag. Send over 4 dozen hamburgers with everything.
Golly bumps!
Now, boys and girls, this is Captain Daybreak with our secret decoder message. XK-150, U-235, R-14, Z-426, X-263.
Golly bumps, Captain Daybreak.
Yes.
What is tonight's secret decoder message?
Tonight's secret decoder message is, they're running at Laurel.
Golly bumps, Captain Daybreak.
How about that, boys and girls? Now then, it's time for our cornball record of the day. Here's David Seville and Gotta Get to Your House.
She ain't home?
Well, that's the way it goes. That's our little cornball record of the day. David Seville and Got to Get to Your Pink House. Got to Get to Your House. That's what it is. Joy Boys program for Friday night, being heard by our armed forces overseas.
You have to remind us of that.
From WRC and WRC-FM, NBC in Washington. Well, it's spring, and a young man's fancy turns to Dodge. Fooled you, didn't I? Well, you know, it seemed that everyone turned to their metropolitan area Dodge dealers during last month's sale. We sold so many cars that we're going to keep this April sale going till May 7th, but that is definitely the last day, May the 7th. And in fact, that's where Willard is now, trying to make a few extra bucks selling Dodges, you see. Now, you can practically steal full-size Dodges, Darts, and luxury compact Lancers at unheard of low, low prices.
Did you say steal?
No, I don't mean literally, but I mean, you know what I mean. Not to mention the never-before, never-again prices on husky new Dodge trucks. And we guarantee that you'll hardly believe the price tags on some of these early bird specials. Believe they are really low. They're actually priced below late model used cars. Now, if you couldn't make it last month, be sure to act now and see these things at the sale as it continues at your metropolitan area Dodge dealers until May 7th. All models, all colors, highest trade-ins, lowest financing in Washington. So get down to your metropolitan area Dodge dealer today, will you?
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the richest rewards that a man has at the end of a hard day's work is the wonderful pleasure of sleep. Perfect, peaceful, plaintive, quiet sleep. And we have with us in our studio a gentleman who's going to talk about sleep, because we know that many of our listeners find it a little difficult sometimes to get a full and good night's sleep. This is Dr. Harold Tranquil, and he is the world's first scientific sleepologist. Dr. Tranquil, welcome to our show.
Thank you, and how do you do, ladies and gentlemen?
Dr. Tranquil, would you explain to our audience exactly what you do and how you do it?
I am a sleepologist. And as you pointed out to the radio audience, there are many times when it is hard for us to get to sleep because we're under such nervous tensions at the office. We find that we take these problems home with us. But by a simple formula which I have developed, I make it possible to have complete and utter relaxation.
Would you tell our listeners how they can acquire this particular project of yours?
I have several methods. The one that I'd like to demonstrate for you this evening costs in the neighborhood of $1,200 for the complete kit.
Is this kit sufficient, self-sufficient? Does it
yes.
continue its
oh, yes.
values after, one year?
Oh, yes, of course. You receive a stereophonic system in your bedroom with stereophonic pillow speakers so that when you lay in bed, you hear soothing music and a recording of me reciting various things which will help you to relax.
Could we listen to that recording?
Sorry, I have one of the recordings here. I'll just...
Mr. Arthur Page, you're Mr. Tranquil, our engineer.
It's time to sleep. You are drowsy.
I'm drowsy.
You want to rest.
I want to rest.
Drop your arms to your sides.
I drop my arms to my side.
You're limp all over.
I'm limp all over.
You feel your eyes becoming heavy. And now, you're asleep.
I'm asleep.
Mr. Walker, are you asleep too? The engineer in the control room, are you asleep? Oh, yes, he is. He forgot to take the needle off the record. I can't understand it. People all over the world have tried my method for sleeping, and it works for them, but I haven't had a good night's sleep in 10 years. Well, there's only one way. Hand me that baseball bat, and I'll...
The best, get Seal Test. More flavor and more fun. Seal Test quality makes a difference. Seal Test pleases everyone.
Yes, indeedy. Boy, that deep voice there. You don't have to wait till the 4th of July to salute the red, white, and blue, my friend.
Really?
No, you can celebrate now with Seal Test Red, White, and Blueberry Ice Cream. Red raspberry, smooth vanilla, and fresh blueberries in one glorious new Seal Test ice cream in dishes and cones, pints and half gallons.
WRC Radio, in cooperation with Johnson & Swanson, the world's greatest manufacturer of first aid kits, brings you another visit with Mr. Fixit, Radio's original do-it-yourself program. Today, as we join Mr. Fixit, we find him in his outside backyard, working apparently on a couple of throat lozenges and Sazolite. Ahoy there, Mr. Fixit, your voice.
Ahoy there, Willard Scott, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My, it's a nice springy day, isn't it?
It certainly is beautiful out here in your backyard, your patio that you fixed a couple of weeks ago.
Patio, yes.
And it looks good, too. Everything is really blossoming. Your garden is lovely. What are you doing here, Mr. Fixit?
Well, my project for this evening, Scotty Boy, is something that I'm sure every homeowner likes to enjoy in the summertime, and that's the comfort of his own personal hammock.
Say there, a hammock is an appealing idea, Mr. Fixit.
That's right. You can just lay back there, swing in the breeze, nice cool drink in your hand, listening to the ball game or something, and it's a wonderful way to relax.
I notice you have one tree here, but don't you need two trees for hammock, Mr. Fixit?
Well, not in this case. You see, this tree is close enough to the house, and I have an extra long cord on this hammock, and
I
put a hook in the side of the house so that I can anchor the hammock, one end of it to the tree, the other end of it to the house, and then I can relax.
Well, Mr. Fixit, I see you already have the hook embedded in the concrete of the cement of the house.
Let me just hang the hammock up here.
Okay.
Here we are. Now, see how nicely that hangs there?
The hammock is perfectly balanced. I can see you've done much work before we got
here. Certainly have. Yes, indeed, because it's very time-consuming. Now, if you'll just help me up here, Willard.
Yes, sir, Mr. Fixit. Right in the hammock. There you go, old friend.
Ah, it's nice to relax. Swing back and forth in the breeze.
Mr. Fixit.
And enjoy the cool
crowd. Mr. Fixit,
Oh, boy.
The tree is still standing, but
yeah, the side of the house came off.
I don't know what we're going to do, Mr. Fixit.
What we're going to do next week. We got the project already figured out. Get rid of the termites and put a new sign on my house.
We've been visiting with Radio's original do-it-yourselfer, Mr. Fixit, brought to you by Johnson & Swanson, the world's foremost manufacturers of first aid kits. Be listening again next week when you'll hear Mr. Fixit say...
Ouch!
Joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro.
Well, I am happy to report that that'll just about do it for the Joy Boys program for this Friday evening. This is Ed Walker saying so long for myself and Willard Scott, who'll be back Monday if he isn't chicken. Thanks to Bob.
Art, yeah.
And the other Art.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, Charlie?
This is Charles Stafford reminding you that this program is being heard by our armed forces in outer space.
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
In honor of the first American shot into space, we'll count down for the chimes next on NBC. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That's worse than waiting for the other shoe to drop.
This is Edwin Newman reporting for Morgan Beatty, bringing you news of the world. In the headlines, Cape Canaveral, Washington, our successful manned space shot, and a look at the future of our space program.
Come on, Eddie.
Okay. Well, it's about here's our studio right here.
There's Studio 3 over there. There's a control. Hi, Art.
Bye.
Boys, good
morning.
Studio
3.
There's the door. Open the door. Okay. Let's come on in, all right?
Yeah, we got it swinging, Pops.
Hold it. Hey, wait a minute. Quiet. Wait a minute.
Yeah, Pops.
We're the Joy Boys, and this is Studio 3, and we're here to do our radio program. And what are you guys?
Well, that's wonderful, and I'm taking Pat. What does that prove?
Yeah, but I mean, wait, you guys, I mean, with beards and berets, what is this?
We are holding a press conference, man. You are intruding.
Well, what is your organization called?
We are from the B.O.B.
What do you mean the B.O.B.?
The Benevolent Order of Beatnik, that
is. Oh, come on, knock it off, Jim.
We are interviewing our first astronaut, man.
You're interviewing whom?
I mean, our first astronaut, man. He just came back from outer space.
You mean Commander Alan Shepard is... First of all, Alan Shepard is not a beatnik, and second of all, he's not here in
the space. No, man, we got our own astronaut, man. I was just about to interview him. If you will sit down and keep your mouth out of it...
Eddie.
I will talk to him.
This may be interesting. Let's go over
to that. Can I proceed with the proceedings?
You might as well. You've wrecked the show now.
Tell me, sir, what was it like being out there in outer space?
Crazy, man, nothing. I mean, I was surrounded by nothing.
Just nothing?
I was out there in nothing. I was nothing, and there was nothing all around me.
Sounds like a lot of nothing,
it
Daddy.
It was nothing, man.
Yeah, so was it...
Stars and Pick Temple and all the big names. I mean, nothing out there. Yeah. Well,
that is wild, man.
Crazy.
Would you like to do it again?
Man, if I have a chance, I will be the first to volunteer. It was
well, that
swinging.
Sounds like a swinging thing to me.
It was marvelous. I just don't believe it.
Just a minute. I hate to cut in. Can I ask this guy a question? Well, I suppose that is all right. Tell me, sir, Beatnik, were you launched in a rocket like Commander Shepard?
No.
Well, then how in the world did you get into outer space?
Man, on the way into the studio, I bumped my head into the door and knocked myself out. I was lying on the floor. I saw all the world go by at least.
Why don't you get yourself out now, man?
Ooh.
We got a show to do here.
See that big bump up there? It's like a master antenna for the Pentagon.
I know how to get it to leave. Listen, sir, we're going to feature Guy Lombardo records tonight.
That did it. Come on,
guys. That did it. Let's get out of here.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
I see it's time for the Joy Boys show for Monday evening. Glad to be back with you again. This is Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott over here. Good to see everybody in the studio again. That's the very beloved George Brington, our sound engineer. There's Bobby Shepton, who's not so sound. Doing the fucking wing over there. Doing a guest shot on the Ted Crack Original Arbiter Hour.
Bob, take Bob.
Also, there's cleaning off his console, dusting up his kipper, his Arthur Page.
Yeah, yeah.
Boyhood friend, a little nipper.
Leaving it off here.
Thank you, Arthur. Tonight's program, ladies and gentlemen, looks very interesting. This is National Radio Month.
You keep saying it, but it never turns out. I don't understand.
This is National Radio Month, and that's
hey, hey.
Let's sing our school song. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We take the electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We take the electrons to and fro. Wait a minute.
You men have just set radio back 30 years.
Now, you haven't been listening. Oh, during the last year, we've set it back 30 years.
Oh, that's terrible.
We want to welcome the NAB into town. Fastest transmitter in the West. I understand they're all here, all the guys.
What do we have coming up on the program?
Don't ignore that. That's a very important thing.
I think they're trying to ignore us.
These men represent the, you know, we might get a job out of one of them, you know.
Don't bet on it.
Okay. WRC's dance band remote. Charlie Nemo will be out doing an old dance band remote.
Mm-hmm.
Grubby Hayes, the old buckaroo, is going to step into the microphone.
Good, I like him.
Circle, and Arthur Codfish will be here.
And we have an award here.
Thank you,
too.
Boy. The gaspray's back.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. The Cape Canaveral crew.
You've been off mic for the whole show. Here, let's
thank you. Oh, that's wonderful.
Settle this thing right now.
You haven't been hearing me at all, huh?
Now I'm off mic.
The Cape Canaveral crew has just voted our show the biggest no-go in radio.
Eddie,
what?
Come here. We'll settle this whole thing. Let me just sit on your lap for the rest of the show.
Now, are we both on mic, George? Okay. Give me a kiss. Play the record.
He made it.
There you go. That's it.
I found an audience for us out of the hall.
Yeah, I was wondering where you went.
I wanted to see Miss Kevin. Let go of me, you big brute.
Well, she's home for the evening, sir. Ma'am.
Well, it's pretty
you're
tough.
A lady, aren't you? I'm not quite sure.
Pretty tough to scare up an audience, boy. These...
Well, they're all busy. That's Henry Jerome, the orchestra. Somebody stole my gas.
Thank you very much. Just I'd like to get the light.
Sit down there and enjoy the show. Oh, I'm sorry, madam. They've got to...
Look, we got to get either another microphone or we got to get a fatter announcer. Because there's not enough room for all of us to sit on Eddie's lap like this.
Yeah.
Look, be careful, will you, please?
I thought we complained about this phone booth studio the other day.
The lady would like to sit closer to you, Eddie.
Oh, no. All right, ma'am. Would you?
Yeah.
Ow, you put the chair on my toe, ma'am.
All right, we all settled on...
No, I'm off mic and the guest is on mic.
This is the mystery announcer off stage.
Lady, you're going to have to...
This is a practical joke being played on these boys by their sponsor.
Lady... Would you move, please?
I think, according to my schedule, it's time for us to apologize for the opening of our show.
I think we should apologize for the whole show.
Normally, we don't apologize till about 20 minutes after 7, but tonight we're apologizing early because...
Actually, we might forget it at 20 after is the reason.
The next bit is going to be cut off the air, we understand, so stand by.
There we go.
We switch you now to our WRC staff announcer, Charlie Nemo, who's standing by from the SS Mount Vernon for a special on-the-scene remote radio broadcast. Cue the music. Here we go.
Welcome to the deck of the SS Mount Vernon, where we're dancing to the music of Barnacle Bill and his Pirates of Penzance.
Yeah.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's the spring of the year. People wanting to get away from the hot city heat are resorting to the Moonlight Cruise. And here we are on the deck of our Moonlight Cruise boat here now in downtown Washington, just about to cruise down the beautiful Potomac River. This cruise being sponsored by Stuart Finley, incidentally. We're dancing to the music of Barnacle Bill and the Pirates of Penzance. Here we'll be hearing some of their great dance music in just a moment. And Willard, I hope you're hearing me all right.
Scott, back in the studio. Can you hear me, Charlie?
Yes, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. Willard, something seems to be going wrong here.
Are you sure you're on the deck of the Mount Vernon? You better check.
Wait a minute. What do you know? I'm on an aircraft carrier. I find out we're bound for the Caribbean. We're doing a little reconnaissance out there. I'll be seeing you in a couple of months, Willard. I think I'm in for a hitch. So long. Keep dancing, everybody.
And our special on-the-scene report from the what we thought was the SS Mount Vernon, but apparently Charlie got on the wrong ship, and he's now off towards the Grand Bahamas. Au revoir, Charlie.
Bravo.
Thank you, Rosie. There you are. Rosemary Clooney and Angry, that's what that's called. Oh, another straggler just coming in.
General Lee. Where's General Lee? I'm going to see General Lee.
I'm sorry, sir. You're in the wrong studio, but you're welcome to sit down and watch the show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Excuse me. All right. We have a guest with us, Willard. Would you like to do the honors here now?
Ladies and gentlemen, Waterlog, the greatest name in cereals, presents the Old Buckaroonie. Rudy Toot Toot, the greatest name in bamboo shoots, presents the Old Buckaroo, the old wrangler himself, for all the boys and girls who want to know the true history, the folk stories and the legends of the Old West. Now riding up to our old microphone and tying up his horse, he dismounts.
Would you help me off there?
Let's help
him. Thank you.
Here he is, the Old Buckaroo himself, Grubby Hayes. Grubby? Yeah.
Hello, boys and girls. It's a real thrill to be back with you again here, Buckaroo.
We ought to tell the boys and girls, I think, listening this evening, that this is the first of a bold new experience in radio. There's so many Westerns on television that do not, we feel, authentically depict the Old West, that the old ranger here is going to show us some real, honest-to-goodness Western folklore, the authentic stuff.
Right? That's right. You know, on the Western shows, they're always talking about the good boys and the bad guys.
That's right.
And there's a lot more to the Western way of life than catching hombres and owl hoots. You see, we spend a lot of our time roping cows and coyotes and everything like that.
You always see a picture of the real old American cowboy with the lariat in his hand.
Yes, indeed. One of my old buddies, Lariat, he used to ride with our herd many years ago.
Well, would you show us a little bit about how the real, authentic Western rope tricks are done?
Sure. I just happened to bring my rope with me. And now, if you step back just a minute, would you like to see?
They didn't speak too good in the Old West, but they knew how to rope cows.
Well, they sure don't.
All right,
I've been taking diction lessons from Dizzy Dean. He'll be a baseball announcer next year.
I thought he had a record show in Baltimore.
That's another one.
Oh. All right, here we go. Then here's your rope, and I'll just stand by and make the sound effect noise, and you go
right
ahead.
Now, what thing I'm going to do there? Look at that fella standing over there.
Yeah.
He looks like a likely suspect.
Okay.
Just watch this.
You got my coffee on that one.
Hey, that was a dead ringer, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, that's, I'm glad.
Putting it on your pants there.
Fortunately, I think it was something that was left over from the newsroom this morning.
Well, that's better luck next time.
Yeah, why don't you try another one there, Grubby?
Okay, let me just... Here's a fancy one. Over-underhanded shot. Ready?
Okay. That, for those of you who listen to this program with any frequency at all, that's the bell that we use on the WRC Roundtable of Knowledge.
Got it right around the center of the area there.
You did a beautiful job. We only have enough time maybe for one more, so if you'd like to, Grubby, sure.
All right, you stand back.
Let me describe.
Then.
He's now taking the lariat. He's now whipping the lariat into a loop. It's going around the studio three times. The loop is now 18, 20, 25, 26. Okay, now let's see. Let it go there. Come here, look, Grubby. You got us all tied up in this.
Yeah, thing. You got us all caught, Grubby.
Bobby,
because
you,
yeah.
We're all, you've got the lariat.
Well, you know, I got all of them all tied together there.
You're in here, too. I don't know what you're playing the theme.
You know what the trouble is? I'm used to working in the wide open spaces. There just ain't enough room in the studio.
Rudy Tutu, the greatest thing. Look, loosen up the thing when you're choking. Join us again next week when we'll present more stories of the old West. Would you get your foot out of that wall?
Strong, Buckaroo.
Tonight's program was pre-recorded.
All right, Jack. Now.
That's our Cornball of the Day here from WRC Radio.
Yeah, we did get a good crowd in here. Jack Benny and his magic violin here.
And now, once again, it's time for your friend and his, Arthur Codfish. And here he is, Arthur himself.
I got a little friend of mine, a Navy man named Clementine. Shot himself into outer space. Now he's the pride of the human race. How are you?
Morning, Arthur.
Colleen, that it's nice to see everybody again.
Who's Arthur?
This morning.
Who's Arthur?
Colleen, it's nice. I always enjoy the Monday show. Whom is sponsoring this quarter hour, meatball?
Arthur, we have a new format now. We have individual sponsors, not by the quarter hour segment. The first sponsor today is Hack, the greatest name in saws for your carpentry work around the home. Remember, Hack, the greatest name in saws. Arthur, why don't you say a few words about your farm days?
Kelly, I had a nice weekend. Last week, my wife Mary and I went up to the Blue Ridge.
That's fine, Arthur. Now it's time for the next portion of our program, brought to you by Morris, the greatest name in chairs. Remember, for that relaxing evening at home, try a Morris chair.
Kelly, we had so much fun up in the mountains. I have a little Morris chair at home that I think...
We don't have time for that, Arthur. We don't have time for personal endorsements anymore on the program now.
And now, Steph, the greatest name in Fetchets, brings you the next portion of our program. Yes, if you need help around your kitchen, be sure to get a Steph, the greatest name in Fetchets. Talk about the Navy days for a moment, Arthur, would you?
Navy days? When I was in the Navy back in 1927.
That's wonderful, Arthur. Now the next part of our program is brought to you in the public interest. Remember, friends, nothing
like
public...
Wait a minute. I don't mind them selling spots, but when they have free availability, so let me talk a little bit.
All the weekend.
I became famous by going, dum-dee-dee-dee-dum, and now I can't even go, dum-dee-dee-dee-dum.
New format, Arthur, you're not allowed.
I'm going to dum-dee-dee-dee-dum right out of this sleep.
Arthur, you... Goodbye, Arthur.
Stock in my younger days. Get that bell out of the way.
Now the next portion of our program. He left, and I still have a half a dozen commercials left to do. I don't know what the answer... Hand me his ukulele there, and I'll... Well, I'm not in the youth. Well, I'll play it anyway. Dee-dee-dum, dee-dee-dum, dee-dee-dee.
Give me my ukulele.
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, I think that just about does it for the Joy Boys for this evening. And till tomorrow, this is Ed Walker here. The Sisters of the Skillet. That's
really awfully glad you could be with us, gang. They're fixing the plumbing in here. They wanted to get it done before the winter months set in here. Thank you, fellas. Will you take it easy?
This is Charles Stafford reminding you I'm getting out of here because the joint is flooded.
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase the last one to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase the last one to and fro.
The Cape Canaveral scientists see to it that the NBC newsroom gets a real one-way ticket to the moon tonight on the NBC Radio Network.
Well, I don't know. I've seen it all now. I've been around here for a couple of years, and it just seems to me, Willard, that things have come to a sad state of affairs.
What are you complaining about?
I have never in all my life seen so much disorganized organization.
Look, I mean, I don't want to...
I don't mind...
We're on the air, and this is very bad to air our dirty laundry on the air with our...
Who's got dirty laundry? I never have dirty laundry.
It just seems to me that if you're going to complain, you can do your complaining to your wife.
Well,
is that why you married her? I mean, really?
I mean, I don't mind a few rules. I expect that. But look at this. Where you have... Everything is... You know, you've got ranks, and you've got... It's like being in the service.
What are you talking about?
It's wild. Look, everything you've got...
Who are you talking about?
Well, everybody around here is regimented.
What do you mean around here?
Well, everything. They run this place like a military operation.
What do you mean, the radio station?
Yes.
NBC, you mean?
That's right. It's getting very militaristic.
Oh, Eddie, now look, I think you're stepping out. I think you must feel that.
No, it's nothing of the kind. I know that they're running this place like a military school.
Now, that's a ridiculous statement to make. Listen, this place is as free and as open. We still have... I mean, I can't understand what you think that.
All right. You just don't know. You haven't been around. You just don't know.
Now hear this. All hands on deck. On a clean sweep down, fore and aft. All liberty and leave has been canceled for the next 72 hours. Now hear this.
All liberty and leave. Now, do you agree with me?
Where'd the voice come from? I didn't even just heard it. I mean...
The Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Sweep it down. Sweep down the place here. The man wanted a sweep place.
They are getting a little militaristic, aren't they?
72-hour pass.
Never saw anything like it. I mean, I can't understand it. How am I going to get home?
My wife is listening. I won't make it home for 2 days.
I'm sure she'll be glad of that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Well, anyway, we're on the air, and this is the Joy Boys program for Tuesday night. This is Ed Walker here.
We'd like to welcome our listeners. How do you do?
Hi. How are you? Thought we'd come by. Two of them tonight. That's pretty good. We should be grateful for these things.
Our rating is getting bigger every day. We want to thank everybody for the mail. We had almost five, six. We almost had three letters yesterday.
Yeah.
Two cards and one threatening letter. Yeah.
George Brewington is with us.
Bob Shenton is almost with us. And Art Page is completely against us today.
You can say that again.
Don't understand his attitude.
Well, we have an interesting show. It should be a real riotous circus for you this evening. I really...
Hungry. Get brought up, ladies and gentlemen, for one thin dime. A tenth part of a dollar, you're going to see the Joy Boys. They jelly and shake like jelly on a plate.
All right.
Get right up there, friend and neighbor.
I can't believe it. My own ears deceive me sometimes.
What do we have on the program this evening?
We're going to interview Mr. Otto Bond and his musical woodpecker.
And that sounds like a very interesting. A trained bird.
A trained woodpecker that plays, I understand.
Good
Lord. Also, an interview in the hall. We will stroll the NBC halls together, laugh at the ratings together. And finally, Robin Hood of Rock Creek Park will be here.
Promises to be a terrific bomb this evening, and we hope
Boone,
you...
Boone, the man.
Oh, Boone, I read it wrong, didn't I?
You don't read nothing
and,
right
And, well, anyway, do we have an award?
We certainly do, Eddie.
Good, what is it?
The chiropractors of Metropolitan Washington have just voted you and me the two biggest slip disc jockeys in radio.
Slip disc jockeys. I'll sue them for
Ross
that.
Wrote that, I don't understand.
Billy May in the big band there, and if I were a bell...
You'd be nuts.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We, from time to time on this program, pat ourselves on the back with the fact that we can come up with some of the most interesting interviews that have ever come down the pike. And we have one of the very charming interviews waiting for us right now.
Wilfred, would you just put his cage right
Wilfred here. And his musical woodpecker.
No, this I'm Otto, and the bird's name is Wilfred.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
This is rather strange. I've heard of trained seals that can flip their flippers and blow horns. I've heard of horses that can dance. I've even heard in the joke of the mouse or mice,
yeah.
Who play the piano and stuff like that,
yeah.
But on a bar, you know. But I've never heard of a musical woodpecker.
Well, you're about to see something that was going to just shock you beyond belief.
Well, how old is Otto?
Otto is about 3 years old now. I've had him.
Wait a minute. You're Otto, aren't you?
Oh, me? Yeah, well, I'm 47, and the bird there.
The
bird's name? Wilfred, my woodpecker.
The Wilfred is the woodpecker.
Yeah, and he is 3 years old. I found him in an old tree over in Germany many years ago there.
Well could I talk to... Does Wilfred talk or anything?
He understands me in German. You tell me what you want him to do, and I will translate it to him, and he will do it. I mean, he plays music.
I assume he taps with his beak on a...
a special wooden board.
You have a little... looks like a piece of masonite board here or something that... specially treated board so it won't, you know, wear out.
That's right.
What does a woodpecker do? Would you give us an example?
Right, what song do you like?
Well, let's see. How about Roses of Picardy?
Roses of Picardy.
He's talking to the bird now, all right. Let's see.
Because it doesn't have much of an upbeat. How about this one? That's Parade of the Wooden Soldiers. Recognize that?
The woodpecker has quite a sense of rhythm.
Yes, he does.
Does he know any other songs like You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog? I mean, can he sing You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog, all covered with dust? Hey, he's got... The bird has a rock and roll touch. Well, that's pretty terrific.
He's a fantastic bird, and now he's going to do the number that's really going to send you into hysterics.
I imagine he'll be on the Ed Solomon show pretty soon.
You notice we have a xylophone in the studio here.
I noticed the boys were wheeling
right over there. Well, now, the bird plays the xylophone.
Well, I mean, isn't this sort of a...
Well, not too... He flies above the bars, the wooden bars on the xylophone, and he pecks them with his beak.
Well, I'm ready
for
this.
And he makes music. I have a little combo in here that's going to accompany him, and they're going to play a Latin American number. All right, go ahead now, Woodrow. Are you ready? Let's go here. Here we fly over the notes.
What is this number he's doing? I don't recognize it.
And it's an original composition there. He just likes the Latin American beat, you see. Wilfred, you ain't fine.
Let the bird. The bird is performing beautifully.
Hear that.
The Latin number, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Bird is fantastic. Really is. I think the...
What happened to my bird? Wilfred, speak to me.
I think Wilfred blew out a tube there. He was,
well, he overdid it there. He's been working a very rigorous schedule, and I think he just...
His right tweeter there busted.
Yes.
His AM channel is out, but we'll get him revised. Meanwhile, this has been one of the most interesting interviews. We've been talking with Mr. Wilfred and his bird, Otto.
Oh, Mr. Otto and his bird, Wilfred. We should get the name straight.
Okay.
Why don't you learn? If you're going to do an interview, you got to shape up there, Charlie. It's Doris Day there, and the song called When You're Smiling. That's fine, folks. Fine. Now, Willard Scott, my partner on this program, has taken the portable microphone out of the NBC halls where we always come up with some interesting people who are taking the tour. And we're going to switch to Willard in the halls now.
I know what's good for the sauce is good for the goose, Wilma, but I'm sorry. Thank you. Yes, chatting with Wilma Sauce here, who does the pocketbook. Thank you, Wilma. Willard Scott here at NBC Halls, and as we walk down the hall, first of all, chatting with some guests dropping by. Your name, sir?
My name is Lester Butte.
Mr. Butte, you are from Butte, Montana.
How'd you guess?
Well, I understand your great-great-grandfather was the...
Founder of the plane. They named me Lester Butte, of course.
So really, Mr. Butte, what do you do for a living?
Well, not much of anything. I'm sort of a gay playboy, you might say, a socialite, and...
You made your family, I understand, made their money in sheep.
Yes, they did. Out there, it's big stuff, you know. And so I just sit back and clip coupons, and for laughs, I'm a bird watcher.
Oh, terrific. It's, I understand, a very interesting...
It is. You'd be surprised at the pleasure one can derive from watching birds.
What do? Your bird watching?
Yeah, mostly in parking lots around town.
Looking for it?
So wherever I can find a good parking lot, I do my bird watching.
I thought bird watching was pretty much a country or country.
It depends on the type of bird you're watching.
What kind of bird do you watch?
T-birds. Boy, they come boom, zipping through there, and the boom, boy, they're terrific. You ought to see those T-birds. I'm telling you, nothing like a boom, good T-bird, I always say.
We've been talking to Mr. T-Bird, Mr. Lester Butte from Butte, Montana, and Washington visit.
That interview was really a beaut, I must say. And here is another gentleman standing in the hall. How do you do, sir? What is your name?
My name is Worthington Warrior.
Can I call you Worthington? Or?
Yeah.
Worthington, tell me, you look like a very prosperous gentleman. What do you do for a living?
I'm an author and publisher.
An author and publisher?
That's right.
Of books?
That's right.
Well, I'm not familiar with your name on the flyleaf of many books. Could you tell me a few of the books you've written, sir?
You remember the bestseller, Keep a Stiff Upper Lip?
Yes, I do, And you wrote that?
No, we wrote that in cooperation with the Johnson & Johnson Band-Aid people.
I see. How do you work this?
Comedy relief book, and it was just kind of, you know...
How do you keep a stiff upper lip?
Put a little plaster Paris up there, and it'll keep you stiff as a board.
That's what you've done, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Any other books you've written?
Yes, I did a filming that is now making the circuit of the Neighborhood Theater, the motion picture, called The True Life Adventures of Walt Disney.
The True Life Adventures of Walt Disney. What is the movie about?
Well, we set out crews and we filmed the cameramen of Walt Disney while they filmed
the
animals.
The
yeah.
Hey, that sounds like a very interesting...
I am in town. You're probably going to ask me
why. Yeah, why are you in town?
I'm here to get the copyright on my latest book.
Yeah, which is?
Two and It's New. I co-authored this with my friend Bill Stutz.
Is Mr. Stutz with you this evening?
No, he's down in Warwick, Virginia.
What happened?
He's still in the middle of the river in the canoe.
The canoe tipped over.
Couldn't get him out of there.
Well, that's been very nice.
Up on safety in canoes.
I see. Thank you, Mr. Warrior, for coming by, and keep a stiff upper lip, sir.
Certainly will. Chatting on down the hall here as we move with our microphone, we find a very charming, lovely lady. I can smell lilacs on you there.
Good evening, honey.
You have a wonderful scent about you.
Thank you very much.
Your name
is? Maddie Sauce is my name.
And you're from what town are you from?
I'm from Burleville, West Virginia.
Oh, fine. I understand the frog capital of America.
That's right. Best frog. Never have frog legs? Delicious.
I got a horse face, but...
Just delicious. Good eating there. Good as chicken.
Maddie? May I call you Maddie?
Certainly may.
What are you doing in town?
I'm here on the Convention of Songwriters.
Oh, you write lyrics?
I write the songs.
Yeah. Like Grandma Moses or...?
Not exactly, no. I write songs that are popular with the young folks.
Oh,
the colleges.
Oh, you write folk songs.
Well, no, they're sort of bawdy songs. Party songs, you know. The sing around the fraternity house there, you know.
Oh, Maddie, that's...
I take pop tunes and I make up off-color lyrics. Would you like
well,
to
hear I think we better switch
we
on.
We did a real hard
George, if you're back in the studio, play some music.
Here's our WRC Cornball today. Bill Harris, Woodman, spare that tree.
Okay, there you go. Our cornball record of the day, done for you by Mr. Phil Harris, called Woodman, Spare That Tree. And now, the National Broadcasting Company proudly presents the adventures of Robin Hood of Rock Creek Park.
Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, prison band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood.
Busted Cookies, the greatest name in party desserts, brings you the adventures of Robin Hood of Rock Creek Park. Today's exciting episode, in the cool, cool, cool of the evening. As our story opens, we find ourselves somewhere in Rock Creek Park. The humidity is terrible, the heat is hot, the sun has settled, but Robin and his men ride up to a thicket.
Oh, men, the heat is terrible, the humidity is hot, and the sun has settled, and I cannot bear this weather any longer.
Robin, I'm so hot, I need...
Poor little John just couldn't take the heat. Friar Tuck, how are you holding up under it, old man?
Oh, Robin, I'm hot. Muffin me brow, I'm
you
hot.
You don't look so hot to me there, Friar.
Hey, well, I'll skew you, fathead.
Now, it's not quibbling among the ranks, men. It's too hot a day.
Somebody tap my cheek so I can wake up. Ooh, thank you.
Men, I have good news for you. I have just realized where we can find a nice, comfortable, air-conditioned house for the summer.
Hey, Robin.
Don't applaud. It's too much energy being wasted. You see, men, I have very delicate skin. I cannot stand the hot rays of the sun on my tender back. So I must find an air-conditioned house. Now,
lead us on to it, Robin.
Come on, mount your horses in.
And so Robin and his band of merry men rode on over to a little house over there next to a gasoline station. As our story reopens, we find ourselves inside the house.
Now, men, isn't it comfortable in here? Nice and cool.
Robin, it's almost feels like it's 30 degrees in here.
Now, you might put your sweater on, fellows, because it's going to be cooler before we're through. This is a wonderful air-conditioned house.
Robin.
Hmm?
What was that?
I don't know. Well, whatever it is, it's not too soundproof. We can't have everything, though. It may be cool and all that, but it's a trifle noisy in here.
Robin, where are we?
Well, I realize now where we are, men. We're in an ice house, a dispensing machine for ice bags of cubes.
Shiver me timbers and give me him a coat.
There's another one.
Little John, just look through the bucket hole there. Quick, play the theme. It's late.
Tonight's program is a Bow Wow production.
Wow.
Thank you very much. I see that our time is just about up here on the Joy Boys.
I could have told you that a couple of years ago.
We want to thank all of the people who made tonight's program possible. I understand they're being shipped overseas
to
Arlington.
Don't thank me. I want no part of it.
Thanks to Arthur Page and Bobby Shedden and George Brington and our staff of engineers. We hope everybody's enjoyed themselves tonight, and we hope that you'll come by and see us again tomorrow evening at the same time over the same beloved NBC station.
Don't bank on it.
Willard Scott here.
And Walker here.
Management up here. And that was our program director.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, that'll just about do it for the Joy Boys.
Didn't we just do this part?
Did. Well, we were filling, so what do we do now?
Play the whole theme, George. Bring it
I'd
up.
Like to say that I'm Charles Staffer, and I'm looking for another job. This is the first chance I've had to show you what a really great announcer I am. How now, Brown Cow?
Give us this.
That's just a sample of the many. Oh, this program is being heard by our armed forces overseas.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Mighty Mouse gives Superman a fat lip tonight on the NBC Radio Network.
NBC in Washington, WRC and WRC FM.